ขึ้นมานี้ก็ต้องไหลเยอะต้องไหลเยอะตามจับหลักความคาสิสมาเลยทีนี้ก็ต้องเป็นชูชูก
็
ต้องชูชูต้องมีนิสัยจังชูชูที่ลอยอยู
So yesterday, Rinpoche began with the teachings on the main deity in the Kadampa tradition, and today is still left the protectors in the Kadampa tradition.
Tene tati kapsala Kadampa ke chujo tiara jato mahakala tene charity.
So, the protector in this tradition is Mahakala, one face, two hands, like Bernak Chen, but the clothes are different. In fact, no clothes at all. Naked. Dorje Dang Gyalpo Tsimba?
Dorje Dang Gyalpo Tsimba.
Jikup Tsimba. Holding a curved knife and a skull cup. So, very fat body, all of the arms and legs very thick and fat, and wearing a tiger skin on top.
On the right
is Palden Lamo. On the right is Palden Lamo, who is holding a long knife and a skull cup filled with blood. Then in the front is the other protector, is very much in the same form as the main protector. And holding in his right hand a kind of a long stick, and in the left hand a noose. And then on the left hand, on the left side, Ekadzati, who is a very black color, holding a long knife and a scorpion.
Mm-hmm.
So the main initiation here is the Torma initiation. So basically the visualization there is that those protectors are in the Torma. You visualize them melting into light, dissolving into you, and then you think that they are now my protectors, they are protecting me. So once that is finished, the protector of the Kadampa tradition, then Rinpoche will begin on the Sakya tradition. And the main yidam in the Sakya tradition, coming from Drokmi Lotsawa, the great translator Drokmi, is the yidam Hevajra. So in the Kajupa tradition, also Hevajra is a very main deity. In the Sakyapa tradition also. So both of the traditions have it, but the lineage is different. In Kajupa, the Hevajra tradition comes through Marpa, and in the Sakyapa tradition, it comes through the great translator Drokmi. So today, we're getting the lineage from Drokmi Lotsawa, the translator Drokmi. So from among all the traditions, Hevajra is Anuttara Yoga, and it is from the male lineage of skillful means and the female lineage of wisdom. This Hevajra is particularly the female wisdom side.
Tene ta te ta gu ge ji pa do ji go wa ma yang che to ta ge ta wu ye na ba ni wa le ba wa de ta ge de ma ti la na tene ngo ji de ma ti la na ko wa de ba de ji na le de ta ge ko.
And for this particular Hevajra tradition, it is necessary to have 2 days. The first day is the preliminary, and the second day is the actual initiation. So beginning today, what will be given today is the preliminary part of the initiation. If we do it strictly in the way the Sakyas like to do it, then it has to be given 25 at a time. It means the Lama can only have 25 people in the room at a time. And it goes in groups of 25, 25, 25, like that. However, we're a little short of time to do that, and then it can get extremely long indeed, and people are waiting for a long time, so Rinpoche thinks that we will do it all together.
Tambas, song damba song te ta cher do damba la ta to da ye la ka tu wa la so pe yo re ni ni na ya ta na ni mara so ma to ti ti chu ya me che ni so ma to ti ti chu la pe pa che ni so ma to ti ti chu la go ta che ni so ma ti ta ti ti is ka che.
So today, what is very important at the time of the preliminary is the Vajrayana vows. Now, the Vajrayana vows include all of the vows that we have ever heard of before, the seven branch vows, the three main vows, all of these things. These are all important. However, the main thing at this point is to think that I am taking a Vajrayana teaching, that I will have faith in the Vajrayana, that I will not have any kind of perverted views about it, that I will give respect, and that I will practice it. Hey, Vajra is a little different than many other deities, and let's see, to begin to describe, first of all, there's 16 hands. And he is not very wrathful. It's a semi-wrathful form. He is a little bit wrathful, not extreme. And blue in color, a kind of dark blue in color. One face. Eight faces. Four faces. Okay, so four faces, 16 hands. So in the first of the right hands is a white elephant. And the second one, Madrugire. So when we say first and second, we're starting at the top going down. So we've got white elephant, the on the right side, the first one, white elephant, second one, a blue horse. So on the third one, on the right side going down, a donkey with a white streak going down the face. In the fourth one, Langoche. In the fourth one, going down, a yellow cow. In the fifth one, going down, sorry, I'm forgetting all these animal names. Fifth one on the right, going down, a kind of ash-colored camel, not completely white. In the sixth one, a red man. In the seventh one, going down, something that is like a lion but isn't really a lion. It's like a lion that can fly up in the sky, and it's blue. And in the eighth one, a cat with a white streak going down the forehead. So now we're on the left side. First one on the left side, the goddess of the earth, who is a yellow color. And then the second one going down, the goddess of water, who is white. And the third one, the goddess of fire, who is red. In the fourth one, the goddess of wind, who's green. And in the fifth one, the goddess of the moon, who's white. Sixth one, goddess of the sun, who's red. In the seventh one, Yamantaka, who is blue. In the eighth one, the wealth deity, who is yellow. Then what we visualize as we're getting the empowerment is that in our three places we've got Om Ah Hung. And so at our forehead we have a white Om. At our throat we have on a lotus petal a red Ah. And the Yigi Ranki Namba Mare. Kolo Garbo. So what we visualize is at the forehead is a white chakra with a white om on it. At the throat, a red lotus with a red Ah on it, and at the heart, a blue vajra with the blue letter Hung on it. So this is at the time of receiving the preliminary initiation. You visualize yourself as He Vajra in the form just described. With those three letters on you, and you imagine that all of the offering goddesses are offering to you as He Vajra. So at first at the beginning of this preliminary to the initiation, we will be given a stick, which is called the stick of the life force. You hold that, and what we will do is we will cast it onto the mandala. So at the time, what is the meaning of this casting this stick is thinking that may all of my illnesses, my obscurations, my obstacles to Dharma practice, all of these things, may they be cleared up. We cast the stick onto the mandala, and where it lands will show which family, whether it's Vajra, Padma, Karma, which family, which Buddha family we have a karmic affinity to. And then after that, the Lama will give some blessed water in a conch, and we are to drink it three times. The meaning of the drinking it three times is to purify all obscurations and bad and defilements of body, speech, and mind. So then after that we are given a protection cord. Men are to put it on the left arm, women are to put it around the right upper arm, and the meaning of that is to have no obstacles from now until the main part of the initiation tomorrow. So then after that, we will be given two pieces of kusha grass. Now we will put them, there will be a big one and a small one. The big one you put underneath the mattress of your bed. The small one you put underneath the pillow. And at that point you think that I am sleeping in the mandala of He Vajra, that I am part of the mandala, I am praying to He Vajra and to the gods and goddesses, and praying for protection until the morning, and what will my dreams be like? And you pray to see if there's any sign in your dreams. Now, of course, the next thing that happens is you'll worry about the dreams. So if you have a good dream, you'll think it's really great. If you have a bad dream, you'll get very upset. So the thing is not to do that, because this is the teaching, basically, on everything is a dream and an illusion, and we don't get attached to hope and fear about it. But you put it under your pillow, you think you're sleeping in the mandala, and you watch your dreams.
So
So the most important thing now for receiving the preliminary for the initiation of Hevajra is the motivation of why we're doing this and the reason we're doing it. Entering any Vajrayana path to do any practice at all is for the sake of all sentient beings, the bodhicitta vow, that we're doing it to liberate all sentient beings from samsara, and that this is a Vajrayana teaching, and that we should think with completely pure perception that I want to practice the Vajrayana, I want to practice the Hevajra teachings, and for this reason I'm asking for the initiation. This is the most important thing, the motivation that you're doing the practice for the sake of all sentient beings. So that's enough for today.